So a lot was made out of the fact that you were the first Hispanic female on the court. How do you feel about that, and do you think that brings something to your opinions?
Well, how do I feel about it? I'm honored, really, to be the first Latina on the court. You know, there are 45 million Hispanics or so in the United States, and to have a court that's really a very diverse court. Texas has an amazing composition of justices from all walks of life and from different ethnic backgrounds. So to be on the court and to be the first Latina, I received it personally. It's a tremendous honor. I hope that it inspires children across the state to dream big and to work hard and to realize that Texas is a place where extraordinary things can happen to very ordinary people through the hard work and through education.
What has it been like having to campaign during, you know, I think the day you were appointed to the court, you had a primary challenger, and now, of course, you have a Democratic challenger for the general election. What has it been like having to campaign during your first, you know, few months on the court, your first year on the court?
You know, like other hardworking Texans, you know, we rise to the occasion, and I work hard. I work hard on the court. I have kept up with all of my responsibilities at the court and also with my commitment to get my message out to the voters. So it is tough, but, you know, we all rise to the occasion. That's what hardworking Texans do. We do that.
Has going through a campaign, and of course you were you've been on a trial court, you've been on an appellate court, so you've been through judicial elections before, but having to campaign for the high court this time, has it given you a perspective on the election of judges?
Yes, it's a lot of work, but you know the great thing about campaigning in a state as big as Texas has been the opportunity to meet so many great Texans all over the state. I mean, just this morning, having breakfast at Lucy's in El Paso, it's been there 40 years, but started by Lucy herself. I got to meet her son and talk to him about El Paso and his experiences. And so that's the upside of campaigning. You know, the downside is that we do need to take time away from other responsibilities to get out there and communicate our message.
And, you know, I've talked with some of your colleagues, Chief Justice Jefferson and, you know, former Justice Harriet O'Neill, and they've talked about how they would support a merit retention system that would kind of move away from the election of judges. In your opinion, does the judicial election system need reforming?
Well, there are pros and cons to every system of electing our judges. One thing that we need is more dialogue, and we really need to get our citizens to focus on this important issue for our state. And every system, I think, could be improved. And so I would hope that we continue the dialogue. I would hope that our legislatures are able to speak for the citizens that they serve, and that any changes represent the will of our citizens. But yes, of course, the arguments are very strong in support of making some changes to the way we select judges in Texas.
And you've been in the judiciary since 1999. How have you seen it change in those, almost 10 years now?
A little bit more than
10 years, yeah.
It's about 11, going on 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, the experience in participating at three levels of the Texas judiciary has really given me unique insight to the skill set required for success and for the ability to serve success on the bench and for the ability to serve citizens in the manner that they deserve to be served. And I think, you know, when you look at judges, you're looking at integrity, you're looking at their professional competence, you know, you're looking at their intellectual capacity. And I think Texas has a strong judiciary, and it really has been a privilege to work among so many great judges over, you know, at three levels of the Texas judiciary.
Have you seen any changes since you first started?
Well, I think there are always changes in the judges in the sense that some judges leave the bench, some come in. I think there's obviously always has been a desire by judges that serve to continue to serve better. I mean, if I've seen any changes, it's this willingness to continue to improve how we serve the
mm-hmm.
public.
And then last week, or maybe it was the week before, Governor Perry made a big campaign announcement that was also a policy initiative that he thought he was going to push for more tort reform in the state. And he gave, you know, four different points, one of which was implementing a loser pay system. Another was giving judges the ability to expedite cases through the system. Do you think Texas needs more tort reform?
You know, I think it's not my place to make policy decisions. I am a judge. I don't legislate from the bench. That is not my role. So policy decisions are made in the legislature, and I'm going to defer to them. They speak for our citizens, and we have three branches of government. And I really do respect the limits on judicial review and my job as an appellate justice. And it's not to make policy, and it's not to make legislative decisions about issues like that.
But from your experience serving in the judiciary, have you experienced the problem of having frivolous lawsuits brought in your court
That's not a judicial issue. We have statutes and precedents that define what the limits are on lawsuits, whether they're merit-based or not. So those are not decisions that we make in a vacuum. Those are decisions that are made most of the time in the legislature. So as a judge, I'm not going to be making policy decisions about those things. That's just not what I do.
Is there anything, are there any areas on the court, I mean, it's an all-Republican court, do you think that are there any areas where you feel like the current makeup of the court is too one-sided? Do you feel like you guys disagree enough on opinions?
Everyone there checks their politics at the door. We don't bring them in the conference room. They're not part of the decision-making process. And one thing that I'll point out, and that is the way we decide cases. You know, we all meet and we have this dialogue and this debate. And while ultimately you may get more unanimous opinions, they never start out that way. And there is a diversity of opinion and of views, and they're rooted firmly in interpretations of the law. So they're not in a vacuum. They're not decisions that you make without reference to the briefs and to the arguments before the court and to the laws that apply and to the statutes and to the precedent. So while the statistic may show that ultimately a certain percentage of opinions are unanimous, they rarely start out that way. And frankly, that's what makes the process as an appellate jurist for lack of a better word, so fascinating, this ability to deliberate the finer points of law and with our colleagues.
And is there anything that you would do differently that you've learned since you've been on the court?
I brought to the court over 8 years of appellate experience. I had ruled on over 2,000 appellate matters. I had written almost 500 opinions. So I had a lot of experience in appellate review. But I've learned so much since being on the court, and I don't know that I've learned anything that has caused me to do things differently, but I've certainly worked very hard to figure out how to serve Texans better, how to issue opinions, you know, in a manner that's efficient and expeditious, but where they're still clear, where they're concise, where they're narrowly written, where they reflect, you know, the appropriate role of a jurist. So it's a tremendous privilege to serve Texans on the court. And I've learned that Texas is a really big state.
Yeah, I'm sure. Where do you feel like your voice on the court has made the most difference?
You know, and that's an excellent question, Morgan. I think it's our responsibility as one of nine to work really hard to be prepared to discuss the issues that, you know, we get these petitions for review, we review them, we bring them to conference. And so I think that bringing the appellate experience to the court and being able to get in there and engage immediately and get these cases out, I think I issued my first opinion and set a record, at least in modern times, for efficiency. That's how we make a difference, is by coming in and being able to thoroughly engage in this dialogue about the legal issue presented and hopefully get an outcome that reflects the, you know, an appropriate, well-reasoned analytical framework for the opinion.